الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى says إن الذين آمنوا. Indeed, those people who have accepted Iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and who have carried out good deeds, who have carried out أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَا, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ, for them are gardens of paradise. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, under which rivers will flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرِ, that is the big success. That is the big success. Being saved from the fire of Jahannam and being granted entry into Jannah, that is success and that is the only success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاز, that person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and who is granted entry into Jannah, indeed he has become successful. So being granted entry into Jannah and safety from the fire of Jahannam is the success, is the only success, and it is the big success. And the path to this success is Amanu wa amilus salihat, Iman and Amale Saliha. Those people who accept Iman and thereafter carry out Amale Saliha, carry out good deeds. And Amale Saliha means to carry out all the faraid, to carry out all the wajibat and sunan muakkada, and to abstain from every haram and every makruh tahrimi. This is the first stage of amal-e saliha. And the second stage of amal-e saliha, to carry out all sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat and nawafil, and to abstain from makruhati tanzihiyya. So those people who abstain from haram, abstain from makruhati tahrimiyya, those people who carry out faraid, who carry out wajibat, who carry out sunan muakkada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them entry into Jannah, but this Jannah will be of second grade. And those people who carry out faraid, wajibat, sunan muakkada, sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat and nawafil, and abstain from haram, makruhati tahrimiyya and also tanzihiyya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them entry into Jannah, and that Jannah will be of first grade. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those people who say, our Rabb is Allah. So this is Iman. Those people who say, our Rabb is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Thereafter they remain firm and steadfast. This is وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They carry out good deeds. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. At the time of death, angels will descend upon them. With this message, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear, do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And receive glad tidings of that Jannah which you have been promised, which you were continually promised by the Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, his companions radiyallahu anhum, and thereafter the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the ulama-i kiram, the mashayikh-e-idham. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. There is no need to fear, there is no need to grieve, because we are your friends in this world for these a few final moments, and we will be your friends in the grave, we will be your friends on the day of resurrection, we will be your friends at the time of reckoning, we will be your friends on the pul sirat, and we will remain your friends in Jannah forever and ever. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And for you in Jannah will be that which you desire, which your hearts desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you in Jannah will be what you ask for, what you demand, what you request. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. The most forgiving, most merciful Allah will be your host and you will be his guests. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. This is the higher category. For you in Jannah will be what your hearts will desire. And the lower category in Jannah, the second category, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you in Jannah will be what you ask for. Those people who carry out faraid, wajibat, sunan muakkadah only, and abstain from haram and makruhati tahrimiyya, Allah will grant them entry into Jannah, but in the second grade. And they will have to ask for the blessings of Jannah, the bounties of Jannah. And they will be given what they ask for. And those people who carry out faraid, wajibat, sunan muakkada, sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat and nawafil, and abstain from haram, makruhati tahrimiyya, makruhati tanzihiyya, they will not even have to utter a single word. Walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum. For you in Jannah will be whatever your hearts desire. As soon as the thought will enter their hearts that I desire this, it will be presented to them immediately. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed those people who accept Iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and carry out good deeds. Carry out good deeds. Carry out the do's and also abstain from the don'ts.
Nowadays, Shaitan has deceived us into thinking that Amal-e-Saliha are the do's only. No, Amal-e-Saliha, doing something is also a deed. And abstaining from something is also a deed. Doing something good is a good deed. And abstaining from something evil is also a good deed. So carrying out a fard is good deed, carrying out a wajib is good deed, carrying out sunnah muakkada is good deed, carrying out sunnah ghair muakkada is good deed, carrying out a mustahab is good deed, carrying out a nafla is good deed, abstaining from haram is a good deed, abstaining from makruh tahrimi is good deed, and abstaining from makruh tanzihi is also good deed. So those people who accept iman and carry out good deeds, carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts, lahum jannat, for them is gardens of paradise, tajri min tahtiha al anhar, under which rivers will flow, dhalikal fawzul kabir, and that is the big success. That is the big success. So for success we need two things, iman and amal saliha. Iman and amal saliha. And for one, to be able to accept iman and carry out amal-e-saliha, ilm is required. Without ilm, iman is not possible. Without ilm, amal-e-saliha is not possible. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala says in Bukhari Sharif, innamal babun al-ilm qabla al-amal. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala says, babun al-ilm qabla al-amal. Ilm comes before amal. Ilm comes before amal, because without ilm, a person is not able to accept iman. If he does not have any ilm regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah exists, Allah is only one, these are his attributes. If a person does not have the ilm that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah, he is the final messenger of Allah. If he does not have ilm that Malaika exists, if he does not have ilm that before our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa sallam came into this world, how will he accept iman? For iman, ilm is necessary, and for amal, ilm is necessary. So iman and amal saliha are the key to success and jannah. They are the key towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the key towards the wilayah. Wilayah. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Listen carefully. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not fear. They will not grieve. No fear, no grief, neither in this world, nor at the time of death, nor in the grave, nor in the hashr, nor on the pul sirat. Who are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladhina amanu, those people who accept iman, wa kanu yattaqoon, and who adopt taqwa. And what is taqwa? What is taqwa? Taqwa is to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Amal saliha. So iman and amal saliha leads a person to the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman and amal saliha. Iman and amal saliha key to all the successes. Innal ladina amanu wa amilu salihat. Indeed, those people who accept iman and carry out amal saliha, sayaj'alu lahumur rahmanu wudda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill in the hearts of his creation love for him. So when a person carries out iman and amal saliha, automatically his love enters the hearts of the creation. People begin to love this person. A success in this world. And when a person carries out iman and amal saliha individually, Allah will grant him individual success. And when the ummah collectively engages in iman and amal saliha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them collective success. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those people who accept iman and carry out good deeds, amal-e-saliha, Allah has promised them, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely make them the rulers on this earth. Iman and amale saliha individually will bring individual success. Iman and amale saliha collectively will bring collective success. Iman and amale saliha will bring success in this world, success at the time of death, success in the grave, success on the day of Qiyamah, success at the time of reckoning, success on the pul sirat, and success in Jannah forever and ever. Salamun alaikum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin. Now enter Jannah forever and ever. But for iman and amal saliha, ilm is necessary. Without ilm, a person can neither accept iman nor carry out amal saliha. It is for this reason the Quran and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has mentioned numerous virtues of acquiring ilm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, man kharaja fi talabil ilm fahuwa fi sabilillahi hatta yarji'a. One who leaves his home in quest for knowledge, one who leaves his home in search for knowledge, fahuwa fi sabilillahi, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. When a student leaves his home at 4:30 in the morning to go to the madrasa, from the time this student leaves his home or her home until this student returns again at 7:30, 8 o'clock, this student is daily, from Monday to Friday, even Saturday, even Sunday, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a student leaves to go to the madrasa 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and leaves 4 o'clock in the evening, full-time student, daytime student, then this student is daily, male or female, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until this student returns. And when a student takes admission in a boarding madrasa, and this student comes home every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks for the weekend, then for as long as this student remains in the boarding, for fortnight or for 3 weeks or for 4 weeks, every moment of this student is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether he is studying, whether he is in the classroom, whether he is sleeping, whether he is playing in his free time, whether he is eating, whether he is joking with his friends to refresh his mind, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a student leaves the country to go into another country for a full whole year to acquire ilm, and he takes admission in another country, then from the time he leaves until he returns after 1 year, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man kharaja fi talabil ilm, one who leaves in quest for knowledge, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he returns. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said in another hadith, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَذَوْ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِذَمْ بِمَا يَصْنَعُهُ. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ, the angels, they put down their wings. This is the literal meaning. لَتَذَوْ أَجْنِحَتَهَا, they put down their wings. لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ, for the student of ilm, for the seeker of ilm. Why? Rizam bima yasnau, out of happiness for what he is doing, out of happiness for what he is engaged in. The muhaddithin and the commentators of hadith have mentioned various interpretations of this hadith. One interpretation is that wa innal malaikata latadaw ajnihataha, indeed the angels spread their wings, litalibil ilme, for the seeker of knowledge, so he is able to walk on the wings of the malaika when he is in search for knowledge. The wings of the malaika is the red carpet for a talibul ilm. Honor for talibul ilm, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed certain angels who are always in search for those who are in search of ilm. And as soon as they see these students who are in search for ilm, that this student is leaving his home to go to the maktab, this student is leaving his home to go to a madrasa, The student is leaving his home to go to a Darul Uloom. Then they spread their wings for the student, and the student actually walks on the wings of the Malaika. And the other interpretation is, keeping the literal meaning of the hadith, that the angels put down their wings. The angels put down their wings. لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ, for the student of knowledge, for the seeker of knowledge, rhythm, out of happiness for what he is doing, for what he is engaged in. The muhaddithin say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed the malaika for different tasks, and they are continually engaged in the task for which they have been created. There are certain malaika, from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them until today and until the remaining days, until the day of Qiyamah, their engagement is only one. They are saying, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. Millions of malaika. From the time of their creation, long before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, until the last day, their engagement and occupation is only one. Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. And the angels are ma'asum. They are ma'asum. So the quality of their tasbih, only Allah knows. So the quantity is there and the quality is there. And then some of them have been given the responsibility of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah with the word Subhanallah. Some with Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Some with Subhanallah al-Azim. Thousands engaged in tasbih only. Thousands, hundreds of thousands engaged in hamd only. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Hundreds of thousands engaged in takbir only. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hundreds of thousands engaged in tahleel only. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Hundreds of thousands engaged in ruku only. Hundreds of thousands engaged in sajda only. The one created for tasbih cannot read tahmid, cannot read takbir, cannot read tahleel, cannot carry out sajda, cannot go in ruku. The one created for ruku cannot do qiyam. The one for qiyam cannot go in sajda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has honored us so much that it takes a person 2 minutes to perform one rakat, and in one rakat he encompasses all these ibadat. In one rakat, tasbih is there, tahmid is there, takbir is there, tahleel is there, qiyam is there, ruku is there, sajda is there, qawma is there, jalsa is there. In one rakat, everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed angels for various tasks. And to carry out these tasks, the angels go from east to west. They travel from east to west, west to east, north to south, south to north, from heavens to the earth, from earth to the heavens. And لَا يَعْسُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They are focused only on that task for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. But each and every malaika has been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whilst you are carrying out the task for which you have been created, if your gaze falls on a talibul ilm, so whilst carrying out your task and you are coming from the heavens to the earth, keep focused on that only. But if your gaze falls on a talibul ilm, then you must stop flying. You must put down your wings. You must put down your wings and stop there and stay there in respect, in honor of the talibul ilm until he continues studying. When he closes his book, then only you can go further to carry out your task. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ, the angels, they put down their wings. They put down, they stop flying. لِطَالِبِ الْإِلْمِ, in honor of the seeker of knowledge, risen out of happiness. لِمَا يَسْنَوْ, for what he is engaged in. Because key to Jannah, key to the pleasure of Allah, key to the wilayat of Allah, key to the success of this world and the hereafter is iman and amal-e-saliha. And the key to iman and amal-e-saliha is ilm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned innumerable virtues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned virtues of ilm in the glorious Quran. And for this reason, the people of ilm have been granted a very high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innal ulama'a warasatul anbiya. The ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. The ulama, the people of ilm, are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And the very first stages of ilm is to be able to recite the Quran. The very first stages of ilm is to be able to recite the Quran. And with reciting the Quran, the second stage is to be able to recite the Quran by heart. And the third stage is to be able to understand the message of the Quran. This is the third stage of ilm. First stage is to be able to recite the Quran correctly with intonation. Second stage is to be able to memorize the Quran. And third stage is to be able to understand the Quran. And once a person understands the Quran, then he is able to practice and he is also able to propagate. So now his responsibility is to practice and propagate. Practice and propagate. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and who teaches the Quran. And because those people who learn the Quran and who teach the Quran, the students who learn the Quran, and the asatiza and the ulama and the teachers, who after learning the Quran, continue learning the Quran. They learn the Quran and thereafter they continue learning the Quran. Learning the words of the Quran, they keep it to memory until they depart, and they continue learning the meanings of the Quran until they breathe their last. So those people who learn the Quran and learn and teach the Quran, they are the best of the people. It is for this reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when advising one of his best students, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Ya Aba Hurairata, O Abu Huraira, ta'allamil Qur'ana wa'allimuhu an-nas. Learn the Quran and teach it to people. Learn the Quran and teach it to people. Learn the Quran and teach it to people. Why? Because khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu. The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran. So learn the Quran and teach it to others. This should be your engagement. This should be your full-time occupation. Until when? Until the age of 60? 65? What is the retirement age? وَلَا تَزَالُ كَذَلِكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْمَوْتِ. And you should continue with this occupation, in this engagement, until death comes to you. فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ. What will Allah grant me if I follow this advice of yours, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَإِنْ أَتَاكَ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنْتَ كَذَلِكَ. If death comes to you, whilst you are occupied in this engagement of learning and teaching the Quran, زَارَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ قَبْرَكَ كَمَا يُزَارُ الْبَيْتُ الْعَتِيقُ. Then the angels will visit your grave in that number in which Baytullah in Makkah Mukarrama is visited. Millions of people throughout the year visit Baytullah in Makkah Mukarrama. Millions of angels will descend upon your grave with rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you continue learning and teaching the Quran, learning and teaching the Quran, learning and teaching the Quran until you breathe your last. My friends, should we not, after understanding these virtues, look at ulama, the huffaz, the students of madrasas, and the people of ilm with love, with honor, with respect and with reverence. When we respect and honor a hafiz of the Quran, and if you were asked, why are you respecting this person? He is not rich. He is not wealthy. He doesn't hold any position in the community. He doesn't have a very noble family lineage. He is black in complexion. He is not so handsome. He is not so bright. From all worldly aspects, he is not a person who needs to be revered. Why? Why are you revering this hafiz of the Quran? Why are you respecting him? The answer will be simple. I am respecting him because in his heart lies the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same with an alim, same with a mufti, same with a student of a madrasa. I am not respecting him because he belongs to this family. I am a Pakistani and I am respecting this imam because he is a Pakistani. No. No, I am respecting him for his ilm. So whether he is a Pakistani, whether he is an Indian, whether he is a Chinese, whether he is an Arab, I will respect him because I am respecting him for his ilm. Whenever we respect a hafiz, an alim, a student of deen, we respect them because of Quran, because we have love for Quran, because we have love for ahadith, we have love for ilm and nubuwa. So in reality, we are not respecting the hafiz or the alim or the mufti or the student. We are respecting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are respecting the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine how much happiness this amal of ours, this action of ours will bring to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala was once performing wuzu at the bank of the river, and another person, a layman, he also came to the bank of the river to perform wudu. And the flow of the river was either from right towards left or from left towards right. So assuming that the flow of the river was from right to the left, he sat towards the right of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala. And he was just about to dip his hands into the river when he stopped and this thought entered his mind that this is Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great faqih, the great jurist, the great imam, the great alim. He is a person of knowledge, person of ilm and person of amal, a wali of Allah. Is it not disrespectful that you are performing wudu on this side and your used water will pass by him and he may use your filthy water? It does not befit you. It is against adab. It is against etiquette. So he got up from the right and came towards the left with this intention that now the used water of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, a person of ilm, a person of wilayat, will pass by me. And I will be using this pure water to perform wudu. So part of the water I will use will be the water used by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala. This person passed away. After passing away, somebody saw him in a dream. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? So he said, you know, my life was filthy and I was not deserving of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after resurrection made me stand in front of his arsh. And he said, how shall I deal with you? So in shame, I lowered my head and I was quiet. I did not know what to say. I was silent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is one deed as a result of which I am forgiving you your sins and granting you entry into Jannah. And that deed is your revering Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala for his ilm and for his amal. Let us revere ilm and anything associated to ilm. Let us revere ilm and anything associated to ilm. The students are associated to ilm. The ulama are associated to ilm. The books are associated to ilm. The madaris are associated to ilm. The makatib are associated to ilm. Revere ilm and anything associated to ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will revere you. As far as the ulama are concerned, they are not in need of the reverence of the people. They are not in need that people honor them and people respect them. No. Because they hold a very high position in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna al-ulama warasatul anbiya. They are our inheritance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yarfa'i Allahu alladhina amanu minkum walladhina utul ilma darajat. Those people who have been granted and who have been honored with the great ni'mat of ilm, they hold high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people who already hold high status in the eyes of the Creator, they are not in need of honor and respect from the creation. But I am urging you to honor ilm and the people of ilm and anything associated to ilm, so that you too can become revered and honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the ulama-i-kiram. Great virtues for ilm, so that these virtues will encourage a person to acquire ilm, and once he acquires ilm, he will be able to carry out iman and amal saliha, and as a result he will be able to go into Jannah. So I urge all my friends to make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will again become talibul ilm. Everybody, each and every person, it is never too late. Each and every person make a firm resolution that inshallah I will become a talibul ilm. And alhamdulillah, now in the UK we are fortunate that many cities have different courses running for young people, for adults, for men, for ladies. Some in some masajid, in some madaris in the mornings, in some in the afternoon, in some in the evenings, in some even after Isha. In some masajid, some madaris once a week, twice a week, the whole week. Some madaris only weekdays, some madaris only weekends. We are so fortunate that we are able to take admission in any of these madaris and become a talibul ilm. With this resolution that I am becoming a talibul ilm, and inshallah I will remain a talibul ilm until I breathe my last. And if one is unable to take admission in any courses, then nearly in every masjid, we have Dars-e-Quran programs, Dars-e-Hadith program conducted by the ulama. We have regular lectures before Jummah Salat. Become a talibul ilm in one of these programs. Make a firm resolution that every Friday, come what may, I will make sure that I am in the masjid before the bayan. And I will listen to the bayan, the lecture of my local imam or any other alim that you feel inclined to. And I will remain a talibul ilm. I will continue learning. I will remain a talibul ilm. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you if you remain a talibul ilm? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that one who passes away whilst he is still a student of deen, he is still a talibul ilm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah. And the difference between his grade in Jannah and the grade of the Anbiya will be only one. So he will be below the Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam in Jannah. And as far as your children are concerned, make a firm resolution that inshallah I will devote my children for the knowledge of Nubuwa. I will devote my children for the knowledge of Nubuwa. I want my children to become huffaz. I want my children to become ulama. I want my children to become muhaddisin, mufassirin. It will be a source of pride for you, source of barakah for you, source of comfort for you in this very world and inshallah in the hereafter also. And as far as my young Huffaz brothers are concerned, especially those who are graduating today, my appeal to them is that your virtue in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only when you acquire the ilm, thereafter remain steadfast on iman and carry out amal-e-saliha. Iman and amal-e-saliha are not possible without ilm. And ilm is not beneficial without iman and amal-e-saliha. Al-ilmu bila amal, ilm without amal, kashajare bila samar, is like the tree that does not bear fruit. And any tree that does not bear fruit is not given protection in the orchard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to become a tree in the orchard of ilm nubuwa. If we do not bear fruit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw us out of this orchard. If we have ilm but no amal, then in the eyes of the public, we are ulama. In the eyes of the public, we are huffaz. But in the eyes of Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the people of the Akhirah and the Malaika, we are nothing. We are nothing. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala said, لَيْسَ الْعَالِمُ الَّذِي يَعْرِفُ الْخَيْرَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ. Great muhaddith Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, the very first hadith that he has taken in his sahih, حدثنا الحميدي قال حدثنا سفيان. I narrate from Humaydi, my teacher, who narrates from Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Great muhaddis, great faqih. He says, لَيْسَ الْعَالِمُ الَّذِي يَعْرِفُ الْخَيْرَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ. That person is not an alim who can differentiate between khair and shar, who is able to recognize khair from shar, who is able to recognize halal from haram, who is able to recognize right from wrong. He is not an alim. Then who is an alim? If that person is not alim, who is able to differentiate between jaiz, najaiz, halal, haram, permissible, impermissible, then who is an alim? He says, وَإِنَّمَا الْعَالِمُ الَّذِي يَعْرِفُ الْخَيْرَ فَيَتَّبِعُهُ وَيَعْرِفُ الشَّرَّ فَيَجْتَنِبُهُ. Alim is only he says only, alim is only he who recognizes khair and follows that khair, and who recognizes shar and who abstains from that shar. One who follows the khair and abstains from shar is alim. So my dear Huffaz, those who are completing their Quran today, you are very fortunate, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen your hearts for His ultimate book, for His ultimate wahy, for His kalam. Now if Allah loves you, reciprocate by loving Him. And you will reciprocate by loving Him by following His commands, by acquiring His pleasure and not displeasing Him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, man qara al-Qur'an, one who reads the Qur'an, fastazharahu, and thereafter he memorizes the Qur'an. And further, the virtue. What is the virtue? Adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah, Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. Wa shaffahu fi asharatin min ahli baytihi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the authority to intercede on behalf of 10 people from his family. Kulluhum qad wajabat lahum an-nar. All of whom will be destined to the fire of Jahannam. So a hafiz of the Quran, one who memorizes the Quran, will be granted entry into Jannah, and Allah will say, choose 10 people from your family upon whom Jahannam has become incumbent because of their evil deeds. And normally, the Huffaz tend to think that, Alhamdulillah, I am hafiz of the Quran, so I will go in Jannah and I will take 10 people in Jannah. No, this is not the full hadith.
من قرأ القرآن ون هو ريدز ذا قرآن فاستظهره and he memorizes the Quran فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه and he follow what is halal and he abstains from what is haram. أدخله الله الجنة then Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. In the Quran or rather in the Ahadith, wherever we find the virtues of the Huffaz, we never find the word Hafizul Quran. Hafiz, the one who preserves the Quran. So Hafiz is an Arabic word. So to call a person who has memorized the Quran by heart Hafiz, it is correct. But in the Ahadith, never did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Hafizul Quran. No. Whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the Hafiz of the Quran, he says Hamilul Quran or Sahibul Quran. Hamilul Quran, Sahibul Quran. Hamilul Quran, Hamilul Ra'yatil Islam. Hamilul Quran, the carrier of the Quran, the one who carries the Quran. He is the torch bearer of Islam, flag bearer of Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. Look at the virtue. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors him has in reality honored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a person honors a hamil of the Quran because of the knowledge that he possesses. So man akramahu faqad akram Allah. A person will honor him for not for who he is, but for what he is. So hamilul Quran, hamilul rayatil Islam. Man akramahu faqad akram Allah. One who honors him has in reality honored Allah. Waman ahanahu, and one who disgraces him, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, may the curse of Allah be upon him. Curse of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cursing such a person. حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, it will be said to the sahib al-Qur'an, اِقْرَأْ وَرْتَكِ, read and climb the steps of Jannah. Read and climb the steps of Jannah. Read. Read and step the steps of Jannah. Climb the steps of Jannah. Warattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya. And read with tartil, with tajweed, slowly, slowly, as you used to in the world. Allah will not only say warattil. No, warattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya. He will be reminded. And we are reminded today that this virtue is for that person who was continually residing in the world. Read as you used to read in the world, with tartil, with tajweed. So the thought that comes to mind is that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Sahibul Quran entry into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make him climb the steps of Jannah. No. He will be made to stand maybe in something like an elevator. And he will be asked to read the Quran with tartil. So he will say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the elevator will elevate him. Elevator will elevate him. And we find in some narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, some riwayat, that the number of grades of Jannah will be equivalent to the number of the ayat of the Quran. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, first grade. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, second grade. Maliki Yawmiddin, third grade. Iyaka Nabudu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, fourth grade. We have hotels, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. There are more than 6,000 verses of the Quran. So the one who is able to recite the whole Quran, he will be granted abode in Jannah, which will be more than 6,000 stars. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ إِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَوْهَا. Your abode in Jannah is where you stop reciting the Quran. And because he is the Hamilul Quran, and because he was reciting his Quran in this world with tartil, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be able to recite the whole Quran in one go. Sahibul Quran and Hamilul Quran. These are the two words we find. Sahibul Quran and Hamilul Quran. And where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the Huffaz of the Quran in plural form, He says Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran. We do not find Hafiz of the Quran, Huffaz of the Quran. Why? Because merely memorizing the Quran does not hold any virtue without amal. Merely memorizing the Quran without amal does not hold any virtue. Or rather, let me say, one who memorizes the Quran only and thereafter he does not practice the teachings of the Quran, he will not be able to remain a Hafiz of the Quran. He will forget the Quran. He will not be able to memorize the Quran. He will not be able to keep the Quran to memory. He will forget the Quran. Hamirul Quran. So who is the Hamirul Quran? The one carrying the Quran. That means one who is always carrying the Quran in his heart and one who is always adorning his life with the talimat of the Quran. Sahibul Quran, the companion of the Quran. Companion. Qari Zubair Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala. If I say to somebody that he is my companion, he is a good companion of mine, and if a rift arises between me and Qari Sahib, may Allah safeguard both of us and all of us, then what I will say is, I was the companion of Qari Sahib at one time, now I am not his companion. I was a companion, not anymore. Sahibul Quran. I am attached to Qari Sahib. And even if we do not meet each other every week, every month, but he is in my heart, I am in his heart. I will say, he is my Sahib. He is my Sahib in the Sahib. Sahib is one you keep in your heart. That is Sahib. Sahibul Quran. The Sahib of the Quran. So become Sahib of the Quran, my dear friends, become Hamil of the Quran, the new Huffaz also, and those who have already become Huffaz, if you have forgotten the Quran, rememorize the Quran, take admission again, if you are unable to study every day, once a week, twice a week, you have already memorized the Quran once, inshallah within 8 months, within 10 months, you will have rememorized the Quran. Sahib, become Sahibul Quran. Ilm and Amal. I will conclude with one incident from the life of Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Imam Muhammad Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the great Imam. I always tell my students and the people of Ilm and those associated to Ilm that all the great ulama, the likes of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Muhammad, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmizi, Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya, Imam Nawawi, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, all the great luminaries in the field of academics, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala, they are not famous in this world because of their academic achievements. They are famous in this world because of their amali and practical achievements. If Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi did not practice what he knew, his Bukhari would not have existed till today. His name would not have existed. Allah granted Bukhari Sharif acceptance because he was a person who had acquired ilm and who practiced that ilm. He practiced that ilm. Imam Muhammad rahimahullahu ta'ala. A person read a book authored by Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, a non-Muslim. And upon studying this book of Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, he accepted Islam. So somebody asked him that, what did you find in this kitab that you accepted Islam? So he said that I read the book of Small Muhammad. Small Muhammad, the Ummati Muhammad. And when I studied his work, the thought entered my mind that if this is the work of the small Muhammad, then what can we say about the big Muhammad? If this is the work of the junior Muhammad, what can we say about the senior Muhammad? So he said, even without studying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I accepted Islam. This Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, with his father, he insisted, he said to his father, I want to become an alim, I want to become a faqih. And the best person for that is Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala. Please take me to Imam Abu Hanifa and enroll me in his madrasa.
He came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala with his father. The father put the request forward. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala is approximately between 13 to 15 year old. One of the preconditions for admission in his madrasa was a person had to be a hafiz of the Quran. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi asked the father, is your son a hafiz of the Quran? So his father said, no, he is not hafiz of the Quran. So he said, take him away, make him hafiz of the Quran. In order to become a faqih, a jurist, he has to become a hafiz of the Quran. Take him away and bring him back when he completes his Quran. After 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whenever he completes the Quran, bring him. The following week, Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, again with his father, came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, and the father said, please give him admission. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi said, we met last week and I did say I will give your son admission, but first make him a hafiz. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi said, alhamdulillah, he has completed the Quran. In 1 week, Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala became hafiz of the Quran. This Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala, once being granted admission into the class of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, was very, very punctual. Because they had thirst for knowledge and they would find taste in knowledge. They would enjoy knowledge. Never absent, not even for 5 minutes. So one day, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, whilst teaching the student, said that according to the Quran and Hadith, if a young boy has not reached the age of puberty, he is not balig, and as a result of the training of his father, tarbiyah of his father, he performs his Salatul Isha. And then he goes to sleep and he becomes balig during the night. He reaches the age of puberty at night. Before the break of dawn, then he will have to repeat his Isha Salat again. And the reason for that is that when he had performed Isha Salat, he was not balig. So he was under no command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform Isha. So what he has performed was nafl. And as soon as he became balig, Isha time was still there. So Allah's command is directed towards him at that time that perform Isha. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala was sitting in the gathering and he got up from his place immediately. He went out and he returned after 15 minutes approximately and he sat down again. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was very fond of Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala and he was utterly surprised that this student of mine, in those days to leave a class, it was not possible that a student would miss even one sentence. Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah ta'ala says that after taking admission into the madrasa of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, For approximately 12 years, not a single day did I not perform my Fajr Salah in the Masjid of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala. Lest I am delayed and he may start his lesson and I may miss part of my lesson. Nowadays, what do the students do? Full-time alim class, evening part-time alim class. Go when you feel like going, don't go when you don't feel like doing, and if you are asked or if you are questioned by the teacher or parents, I will take notes from my friend. I will use his notes. My friends, this ilm of Nubuwwah is not passed from a book to book or through exercise book to exercise book or through words. This ilm of Nubuwwah is passed from heart to heart. Heart to heart. One has to sit in the company of his teacher. So he was utterly surprised that why did Muhammad leave the lesson for 15 minutes? After the dars, he said, Muhammad, come here. And he asked him, questioned him. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala said, Hazrat, the mas'ala that you mentioned, the same thing happened to me last night. I was not baligh, but because I am punctual with salat, I performed my Isha salat. I went to sleep, I became baligh, and I thought that I have already performed my Isha salat. But when I heard from you that I still have to perform my Isha salat, it is my habit that whenever I learn something, I always practice and practice immediately. It was a matter of farz, not nafl or mustahab. So I left the majlis immediately, lest I may delay and pass away whilst in your gathering, and Allah may question me on the day of Qiyamah regarding my Isha Salah. So friends, let us revere ilm, let us revere the people of ilm, the centers of ilm, the places of ilm, anything associated to ilm. Let us try to assist as much as possible, practically, financially, spiritually, with dua, those who are seeking ilm, those who are teaching ilm, and those centers where ilm is being taught. Let us always keep a positive thought regarding the people of ilm, those who are learning ilm, the centers of ilm. And let us also try to become an individual of the people of ilm. Let us try to make our children individuals of the people of ilm. Inshallah, it will become a source of pride in this world and also the hereafter. I congratulate the students who are completing the glorious Quran today. I congratulate their families. I congratulate their teachers. I congratulate Qari Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala. And I congratulate the whole community. I congratulate the whole Muslim Ummah. Whole Muslim Ummah. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this day and age has honored these three students with memorizing his kalam, the glorious book, Quranul Majid. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Why should Islam be not distinguished amongst other religions of the world? Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Wahan mazhab kitabon mein, yahan Quran sino mein. There the deen is in the books only, and here the Quran is in the hearts of the children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this age of hopelessness and despair, is showing us the ray of hope that no, nothing is going to happen to Islam. Nothing is going to happen to Quran. Don't worry about Islam. Don't worry about Quran. Don't worry about the honor of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because nothing is going to happen to the honor of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is me who will guard Islam, it is me who will guard Quran, it is me who will guard the honor of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Worry about your deen. Worry about your attachment to Quran. Worry about your attachment to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Worry about your attachment to my deen. Musalmano na ghabrao. Khuda ki shan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai. Abhi Quran baki hai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. I am privileged to be here in this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Qari Sahib and all his associates best of reward in this world and also him in the hereafter for granting me the opportunity to be present at this auspicious moment. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك الصديقين اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما اے ارحم الراحمین ہم بڑے گنہگار ہیں بڑے خطا کار ہیں سیاہیوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین ہمارے جسم کا رواں رواں بال بال تیرا مجرم ہے الہ العالمین ہمارے جسم کا کوئی عضو ایسا نہیں جس نے تیرے نام نافرمانی نہ کی ہو. اے اللہ معاف فرما دے, اے اللہ معاف فرما دے, اے اللہ معاف فرما دے, اے اللہ معاف فرما دے. اے رحم الرحیمین, ہمارے ہاتھ اتنے گندے ہیں وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ پھیلائے جائیں. الہ العالمین, ہماری آنکھیں گناہوں میں مبتلا رہ کر اتنی گندی ہو چکی ہے کہ اس سے بہنے والے آنسو بھی گندے ہیں. الہ العالمین, ہماری زبانیں گناہوں میں مبتلا رہ کر اتنی گندی ہیں کہ وہ اس قابل نہیں کہ تیرے در پہ کچھ عرض معروض کر سکیں. الہ العالمین, سر سے لے کر پاؤں تک ہمارا جسم سراپا گندا ہے. الہ العالمین, وہ کہاں اس قابل تھا کہ اسے تیرے در پہ بلایا جاتا, لیکن اے اللہ تو کتنا کریم ہے, کتنا رحیم ہے کہ اس گندے جسم کو اپنے گھر میں لاتا ہے, سجدے کرواتا ہے, رکوع میں لے جاتا ہے, قیام کی توفیق دیتا ہے, ان گندی زبانوں سے تسبیح پڑھواتا ہے, تحمید پڑھواتا ہے, تحلیل پڑھواتا ہے, تکبیر پڑھواتا ہے, قرآن کی تلاوت کرواتا ہے. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, اے اللہ, ہماری حیثیت کچھ نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین, ہم گندے ہیں الہ العالمین, مگر ہم تیری شان رحیمی, تیری شان کریمی, تیری شان انعامی اور احسانی کی حیثیت کو دیکھ کر تجھ سے الہ العالمین بھیک مانگتے ہیں رحم و کرم کی. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین, یقیناً ہم اس قابل نہیں ہے کہ ہمیں بخشا جائے. الہ العالمین, ہمارے دلوں میں کھوٹ ہے. الہ العالمین, کہتے کچھ ہیں, کرتے کچھ ہیں, دکھاتے کچھ ہیں, چھپاتے کچھ ہیں. الہ العالمین, بہت گندے ہیں. الہ العالمین, ہمارے پاس تیری بارگاہ میں پیش کرنے کے لیے ایک پھوٹی کوڑی بھی نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین, الہ العالمین, تجھ سے معافی مانگتے ہوئے بھی گناہوں کو کرنے کے ارادے ہوتے ہیں. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, اے اللہ, سوائے تیرے رحم و کرم کے ہمارا کوئی آسرا اور سہارا نہیں ہے. تو ہمارا ماوا ہے, ہمارا ملجا ہے. اے ہمارے رب, اے ہمارے رب, اے ہمارے رب, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, ہمیں معاف فرما دے. ہماری گناہوں کی بھنور میں پھنسی ہوئی کشتی کو پار لگا دے. اے اللہ, ہماری کشتی کو پار لگا دے. اے اللہ, راضی ہو جا. اے اللہ, راضی ہو جا. اے اللہ, راضی ہو جا. اے اللہ, ہمارے پاس تیری بارگاہ میں پیش کرنے کے لیے کچھ نہیں ہے, لیکن اے اللہ, ان تین بچوں نے جو آج قرآن ختم کیا ہے, الہ العالمین, یہ تو تیری رحمت کے مستحق ہیں. الہ العالمین, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ہے کہ ختم قرآن کے موقع پر دعائیں کی جاتی ہے, تیری رحمتیں متوجہ ہوتی ہے. اے اللہ, تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو سچے تھے. الہ العالمین, ان کی زبان سے نکلی ہوئی باتوں کی لاج رکھ لے, اور الہ العالمین, ہمیں معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے, معاف فرما دے. دائمی توبہ تو توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما دے, اپنی دائمی رضا کے فیصلے فرما دے, دائمی ولایت کے فیصلے فرما دے, دائمی حسن خاتمہ کے فیصلے فرما دے, دائمی جنت کے فیصلے فرما دے, دائمی سعادت کے فیصلے فرما دے, دائمی قرب کے فیصلے فرما دے, دائمی معرفت کے فیصلے فرما دے. اے رب الرحیمین, اپنا بنا لے, اپنا بنا لے, اپنا بنا لے, اپنا بنا لے. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ, کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے, الہی میں تجھ سے طلب گھر تیرا. اے اللہ, ہم تجھ سے تیری ذات کو مانگتے ہیں. الہ العالمین, تو ہمارا ہو جا, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے. اے اللہ, تجھے کوئی پوچھنے والا نہیں ہے. اگر تو ہماری تمام در نالائکیوں, غفلتوں کے باوجود ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل کر لے گا, تجھے کوئی پوچھے گا نہیں. لیکن الہ العالمین, ہم غریبوں کا سب کچھ بن جائے گا, ہم مسکینوں کا سب کچھ بن جائے گا. یا رب الرحیمین, یا رب الرحیمین, ہمیں اپنے اولیاء میں شامل فرما دے, صدیقین میں شامل فرما دے, ہمیں اپنے مقربین بارگاہ میں شامل فرما دے. ہمارے دلوں کو رذائل کی آلودگیوں سے پاک فرما, خسائل سے آراستہ فرما. الہ العالمین, کفر, نفاق اور شرک کے شائبوں سے پاک فرما. اور الہ العالمین, ایمان اور یقین اور معرفت سے آراستہ فرما. الہ العالمین, حفاظت فرما. نفس اور شیطان بڑے شاطر ہیں, الہ العالمین, ان کے مقاید سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا رب الرحیمین, آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما. بسم اللہ العالمین. جہنم سے حفاظت فرما, تیری ناراضگی سے حفاظت فرما. انبیاء صدیقین شہداء صالحین کے ساتھ بغیر حساب کے جنت میں داخلہ نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما. ہمارے متعلقین کو بھی شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, ہم میں جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدہ کو عافیت عطا فرما, بے رشتہ کو نیک رشتہ عطا فرما, جن رشتوں میں رکاوٹیں ہیں ختم فرما, جن خاندانوں میں ناچاگیاں ہیں محبت سے مبدل فرما. الہ العالمین, جو بے اولاد اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو آنکھوں کی طرف سے ٹھنڈک عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, جو بے روزگار ہیں انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی حلال روزی عطا فرما. جو مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین, باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, جن کے پاس مکانات نہیں ہیں انہیں وسعت والے مکانات نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین, رزق کی تنگی سے سب کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, جس کی جو بھی جائز ضرورت ہے پوری فرما دے, پوری فرما دے, دنیاوی اخروی دینی, الہ العالمین روحانی مادی ہر ضرورت کو پورا فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین, مسلم ممالک پہ رحم فرما, مسلم ممالک کو اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما. مخلوق کی ہمدردی خیر خواہی اسلام سے محبت رکھنے والے حکمران نصیب فرما. حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما, مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما, مقامات مقدسہ کی حفاظت فرما, مقابر مسلمین کی حفاظت فرما, مساجد کی مدارس کی خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما, جماعتوں کی جمعیتوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہر فرد مسلم کی حفاظت فرما, ہمارے جوانوں کی بوڑھوں کی حفاظت فرما, ہماری ماؤں کی بہنوں کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین, ہر فرد بشر کو امن عطا فرما. اس روئے زمین سے ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظلم کا خاتمہ فرما, ظلم کو ختم فرما, ظالمین کو ختم فرما. اے اللہ, ظلم کو ختم فرما, ظالمین کو ختم فرما. ظلم اور ظالمین کے خاتمے کے لیے جن اسباب کی ضرورت ہے غیب سے انتظام فرما. اے اللہ, اپنی بارگاہ سے رحمتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, نصرتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, نصرتوں کے دروازے کھول دے, نصرتوں کے دروازے کھول دے. اے اللہ, تیرے نبی کی یہ مرحوم امت پوری دنیا میں پٹ رہی ہے. الہ العالمین, اس کا کوئی پرسان حال نہیں ہے. الہ العالمین, اس کے پاس سر چھپانے کے لیے چھت نہیں ہے. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, تیرے سوائے ان کا کوئی آسرا نہیں ہے, لیکن اس کے باوجود وہ تجھ سے بھی دور ہیں اور کٹے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین, تو انہیں اپنے قریب کر دے, تو انہیں اپنے قریب کر دے, اس امت مسلمہ کو اپنے قریب کر دے, اپنے قریب کر دے, اپنے قریب کر دے. انہیں شریعت کی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما, انہیں شریعت سے محبت عطا فرما, شریعت کا علم عطا فرما, انہیں تزکیہ کی توفیق عطا فرما, علم پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما, پورے عالم میں دوسروں تک دین کو پھیلانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اور الہ العالمین, نصرت فرما, نصرت فرما, نصرت فرما, مدد فرما, مدد فرما, مظلوموں کی دستگیری فرما, مظلوموں کی دستگیری فرما, مظلوموں کی دستگیری فرما, غریبوں کی مسکینوں کی دستگیری فرما, جو ٹوٹے ہوئے دل والے ہیں ان کی دستگیری فرما. الہ العالمین, جن کا کوئی پرسان حال نہیں ہے ان کی دستگیری فرما, بھوکوں کی دستگیری فرما, ننگوں کی دستگیری فرما. الہ العالمین, پریشان حالوں کی دستگیری فرما. اے رب الرحیم, دنیا اور آخرت کی ہمیں بھی انہیں بھی پوری امت کو ہر خیر عطا فرما. الہ العالمین, غیر مسلم بھی تیرے بندے ہیں, ان کے لیے بھی دنیاوی اخروی آرام کے الہ العالمین اسباب مہیا فرما. الہ العالمین, ہمارے اس ملک کو بھی استحکام نصیب فرما, اس کو بھی امن کا گہوارہ بنا دے. الہ العالمین, یہاں بھی نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما دے, نفرت کی فضاؤں سے ہم سب کو محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین, مسلمانوں کو آپس میں اتفاق اور اتحاد کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما, ایک اور نیک بنا دے, شیر و شکر بنا دے. الہ العالمین, دلوں کو جوڑ دے, دلوں کو جوڑ دے, دلوں کو جوڑ دے, ایک دوسرے سے محبت کرنے والا بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کی ہمدردی کرنے والا بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کی خیر خواہی کرنے والا بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کو احترام سے دیکھنے والا بنا دے, ایک دوسرے کا معاون اور رفیق بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین,
آج جن بچوں نے ختم قرآن کیا انہیں بے حد قبول فرما, بے حد قبول فرما, بے حد قبول فرما. الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک قرآن کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین انہیں تجوید سے بھی آراستہ فرما, ترتیل سے پڑھنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین آگے, الہ العالمین انہیں مزید علم دین کا شوق نصیب فرما, علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما, اولیاء امت میں شامل فرما, قائدین ملت میں شامل فرما, ان بچوں کو دین کی باگڈور سنبھالنے والا بنا. الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے اساتذہ کے لیے, انہیں اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے, اپنے خاندانوں کے لیے, الہ العالمین مدرسے کے تمام اساتذہ منتظمین کے لیے, جن جن لوگوں نے ان کے پیچھے محنت کی ہے ان کے لیے, پورے مجمع کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے, پوری امت کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین انہیں قاری صاحب کے لیے, ان کے استاد کے لیے, الہ العالمین ان سب کو, ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا, آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا, آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین اس مدرسے میں, اس مسجد میں خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما. یہاں کے محتمین صاحب, یہاں کے علماء, اساتذہ کے علوم میں, فیوز میں, خلوص میں خوب برکت پیدا فرما. ہر شر, ہر فتنے سے اس کی حفاظت فرما. ہر ماکر, ہر شاطر سے اس کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین بدناظرین کی نظر سے, شریروں کے شر سے, حاسدین کے حسد سے اس کی حفاظت فرما. اس کی الہ العالمین مادی, روحانی جتنی ضرورتیں ہیں ان سب کو غیب سے پورا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اسے ہدایت کے علم کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین تو بڑا قادر مطلق ہے, جو کچھ یہاں ہوا ہے تیرے فضل سے ہوا ہے, جو ہو رہا ہے تیرے فضل سے ہو رہا ہے. الہ العالمین تو اگر چاہے تو پورے عالم کے لیے اس کو مرکز بنا سکتا ہے. الہ العالمین ظاہری باطنی علوم کا اسے عالمی مرکز بنا دے. اے ارحم الراحمین یہاں جتنے حضرات بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, الہ العالمین ان سب کی جائز حاجتیں پوری فرما. جن جن بھائیوں نے, بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, دوست احباب, حاضرین مجلس, شرکائی مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز دیکھ مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین پورے عالم میں دین کی جتنی محنتیں جس جس لائن سے ہو رہی ہے سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا رفیق اور معاون بنا دے, آپس کے خلف و انتشار سے, خلفشار اور انتشار سے محفوظ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین آپ کے محبوب پیغمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما. جن شرور سے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما. اللہم کل خیر لکل مسلم و مسلمہ, ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون, سلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین, واخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.